DW.
Water, water everywhere. Cape Town is surrounded by the Atlantic Ocean to its north, west, and south. And yet the city has found itself in the midst of a drought of unparalleled proportions. Since the start of the year, households across the South African metropolis have been advised to cut their daily use of water down to 50 litres per person. This has turned even the simplest acts of personal hygiene into an existential challenge. If it's yellow, let it mellow has become a way of life, and 90-second showers the rule. A commodity taken for granted in many parts of the world, water is increasingly becoming a luxury item in Cape Town. People are now forced to prioritize their needs when deciding how to best use their 50 litres per day. Stacey Adendorf is just one of the nearly 4 million Cape Townians affected by the ongoing water crisis. The 40-year-old language teacher strolls through what's left of her suburban garden. She explains that she has had to give up her gardening hobby because of the water shortage.
The water crisis in the Cape is terrible for me personally. You see, I love to garden, but I take one look at my garden and I see that my grass and my plants are all dead. It's just unbearable for me. But there's this issue that we all really must save water. So when I open the tap, I open it very slowly to make sure I don't use too much water. So it's not like in the past where I would just open the tap and the water would pour out. I now use water very sparingly, but it has taken a while for me to get used to that. But you know, there may come a time where we might have to go and stand in a long line to collect water in buckets. What a nightmare.
With your bakke and your kommer and your... This is a nachmerie.
For some time now, locals have been warned of the impending threat of day zero, the day the water would run out and the taps across Cape Town turned off. But thanks to water-saving measures and expected rainfall in the coming months, the city of Cape Town has called it off, which means people won't have to line up to collect a mere 25 litres of water a day. However, if there's no rain between June and August, day zero might still become a reality again.
This is what they keep saying. Day zero will not happen anymore. But you never really know. The government can also just suddenly change its mind and say that day zero can begin next month or in the next 2 months. So I'm certainly not going to get myself all excited about this announcement that day zero won't happen.
Like many others in Cape Town, Stacey Adendorf doesn't have much confidence in the government to manage the water crisis. And some people are being hit particularly hard, especially those working in South Africa's $35 billion US dollar tourism industry. Jeff Levy is the owner of a hotel called Head South Lodge in Three Anchor Bay, a popular tourist hub. It's just a few hundred meters away from the sea, but despite the hotel's proximity to the beach, tourists are still cancelling.
I am responding to queries weekly from potential guests from Europe who are wanting to find out about the water situation. I have had cancellations. They were returnees, so these were people that conversed openly with me via email and made a decision to cancel on the basis that they felt they didn't want to take valuable water away from the Cape Townians.
From his office at the top floor of his Art Deco boutique hotel, Levy lists all the changes he's had to make to try to convince tourists to still visit.
We have volume reducers on all of our taps. We have buckets in our showers, which we encourage guests to, when there's water in there from the shower, they can flush the toilets with it. We have special accessories that we've put in the toilet cisterns for flushing, that it's reduced flush.
Like many people, Levy believes the crisis should have been addressed much sooner. He says politicians aren't doing enough and that the water crisis has become a political bargaining tool.
I'm not too happy with the way the local government has dealt with it either. I think that they've been ducking and diving, But they have a responsibility to all the citizens of Cape Town and the environs. I'm not quite sure what they were waiting for. Maybe rains.
But Western Cape Premier Helen Ziller is confident that her regional government did all it could to address the water crisis, adding that such a long drought could never have been expected.
It was a totally unforeseeable set of circumstances in which we had a 4-year drought, which has not happened since records began. And the statisticians looking at the records since they were first kept said there was only a 1 in 400 year chance of having an eventuality like that. So one can't in government plan and prepare and build for an eventuality that is highly unlikely to happen.
But the locals aren't buying it. Stacey Arendorf says the drought was predicted years ago.
I'm very disappointed. There was a newspaper article 17 years ago saying that Cape Town would certainly suffer this kind of drought. But the government's only now waking up to the fact that they have to do something about it? I mean, really? And then this drought actually began like 2 or 3 years ago, but suddenly everyone is up in arms about it, saying we have to do something. Only now? Give me a break.
Premier Ziller, however, blames the national government, run by the African National Congress, also known as the ANC, for not stepping up to the plate when they realized just how big this problem really was.
The national government, according to the South African constitution and law, is responsible for bulk water supplies, and they have failed completely in that. So I don't know if it was a deliberate policy to undermine the Western Cape province that is governed by the opposition, or whether it was just maladministration and corruption. But whatever the case was, we were very hard hit by the failure of the national government.
Environment experts like Piotr Volsky say the way politicians handled the crisis certainly didn't help. Volsky is a climate scientist at the University of Cape Town, or UCT. His research helped predict the severity of the water crisis. Set on the tree-lined slopes of Devil's Peak, UCT overlooks much of the city. From up here, Cape Town actually looks parched as the afternoon sun sets in.
What has happened is that Cape Town has experienced something that we call meteorological drought, so essentially lower rainfall. And that meteorological drought occurred during the last 3 years, 2015, 16, and 17. I mean, in every single of those years, the rainfall was well below average.
And he thinks that there will be more drought to come.
We are working with a group of researchers, climate researchers in the country and with the city. We are looking at the data, we are analyzing, we're running models and trying to have a good quantitative understanding of that process. But in general, what we expect is that possibility of occurrence of drought, the droughts will be there. We expect the droughts to be more intense, to be a bit more frequent.
So the people of Cape Town will have to get used to rationing water, he adds.
We've experienced things that are very likely to occur in the future, in the next 10, 20, 30 years. And we are much richer in experience. We are much richer in understanding of, you know, water supply system, where the water comes from, how to save water. And we've changed our behavior. We've sort of adapted to the need to save water very strongly. This is all very good to learn. And I think it's, in a way, it is a model for other cities, for other places with similar context.
And those lessons are now being applied across the board in Cape Town, where locals are being told that fresh, clean water can never again be taken for granted. Western Cape Premier Helen Ziller again.
We're now in a much, much better space. That doesn't mean to say we are completely clear yet. No, we don't know what the rainfall is going to be like this winter. So we have to continue the water-saving behavior. We can't just relax and become complacent, because then we will have day zero.
Back in her garden, Stacey Arendorf gazes at the arid landscape, wishing that the government could do more to support the people of Cape Town.
I think the government should maybe give grants or subsidies to everyone in the Western Cape province so they can have alternative water sources. Alternatives like boreholes and water generators are all a little expensive. And I feel that it's a bit unfair that we should have to pay more to get these services that we need.
But for now, as the people of Cape Town adapt, they will just have to be patient and wait for the next rains to come.
DW.